I thought I would start off with a really easy one. What is life not about?
Life is not about...
How liberal of you.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean that in the sense that life is not about merely existing.
Yes.
Life is for living.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
That a lot of people sleepwalk through life.
Yeah.
And just do what's in front of them or expected of them or they think they should do. Whereas I think actually give it some thought, pay attention to what you really want to do with your life, mm-hmm. what you want your life to have been about, and then do that. And it's not necessarily work or career or anything like that. It's about what you want your life to be about. It could be about relationships or family or travel or reading or cooking or anything.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong in your choice.
Yeah, it's about what really makes you feel like you're living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brilliant. I've written down here, we sometimes think that everyone else has it sorted, and I wanted to ask you
yeah,
the comparison thing and the looking at everybody's Facebook status or
yeah,
how people present themselves to the world when, you know, in fact they have shit going on as well.
Yeah, so. Everybody is the same. Everybody thinks everybody else is doing okay. And in fact, nobody is always doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has insecurities and crazy stuff going on and imbalances in their life and you know, thinks they're nuts. But we're all the same in that.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we kind of look at everybody else and go, oh, they have the right, they look perfect. You know, they have the happy family, they have the great career, they have the lovely car, look at their clothes, aren't they perfect? They must, you know, get up out of bed looking like that every morning.
Yeah.
Yes, my bum, they do.
Bottom.
Yes. So, yeah, so the comparison is really, really important because we live in relation to each other. We will always look at what other people are doing, and that is fantastic for inspiration. So mm-hmm. if you think about a child will look at you walking around and that's what makes them get up and walk. But looking at other people and feeling less than, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's where it's a bad thing. Where you feel like they've got something you don't have and you feel like you're lacking or you're wrong or you're broken or anything like that, that's bad comparison. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Get a big stick and beat yourself over the head. It's easier. Don't do that. But comparison for inspiration that makes you go, ooh, I'd like some of that. Get up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. But otherwise, don't. Your only measure is, or sorry, the measures, we measure each other against each other. So we're looking at somebody else and going, I'm not good enough or I haven't got enough money or whatever. The measure, you need to be really careful about how you measure your own success.
Mm-hmm.
So your measures need to be really, you need to figure them out for yourself. What's a true measure of success? Is it really money? If it is, go get money. That's fine. Is it, you know, the quality of your relationships? Is it how happy you are?
So they can be quite intangible things as well.
Exactly. Mm. In fact, the best measures usually are intangible. I was going to say intelligible.
And the other problem, like in relation to that, do you think that people hold off on seeking out life coaching because they think everybody else has? Do you think that to a certain extent you have to admit to yourself that something's not quite right?
Yeah, and there is a perception, if I need help, there's something wrong with
mm-hmm.
me. Yeah.
I'm broken.
Whereas actually we do nothing alone. We all need help all the time. And we have no problem asking for help in something where we all have to.
Yeah, it's socially acceptable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how to cook. I need help learning to cook. That's fine. I need help learning, or I need help buying a car because I don't know enough about cars. So I need the information.
Socially acceptable.
There.
Yeah.
Socially acceptable. There, I feel like I'm not coping. Big problem. Big stigma.
Anything
I must be mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must be mental. Must be something wrong with me. Or I don't know how to live my life. I don't know how to, not that I don't know how to live my life, but I don't know how to make the most of my life. I don't know how to be fulfilled. I don't know how to find my passion. And if I admit that, it's like I'm missing something that everybody else is getting.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody gets it.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a biggie for people nowadays.